Chapter 8. Completing the Demographic Transition. Since the beginning of this decade, population policy has been hijacked by short-sighted ideology. Leaders of the U.S. religious right have called for ending U.S. support for family planning. While that has not happened entirely, the Bush administration has slashed aid to the U.N. Population Fund and recommended large cuts in direct U.S. funding of family planning services. It's hard to think of a single more misguided policy. It runs directly against American interests in the reduction of conflict and terror, as well as the support of economic development and environmental sustainability more generally. The future trend of the global population will be a matter of choice, not fate. If the rich countries, including the United States in the next administration, honor their commitments at Cairo to help the poor countries to invest in family planning and reproductive health more generally, the world's population can be stabilized at around 8 billion. In the current medium fertility UN forecast, the world's population rises to 9.2 billion by 2050 and is roughly stable thereafter. A plausible policy alternative is to assume a faster demographic transition in the developing countries, as presented in the UN's low fertility forecast. This low fertility scenario puts the TFR at 0.5 lower than in the medium forecast. This alternative results in the stabilization of global population at roughly 8 billion, with almost half of the reduction from 9.2 billion to 8 resulting from lower populations in India and sub-Saharan Africa. Per capita economic growth in Africa and in other regions of current high fertility would be powerfully promoted. The Earth's environment, first and foremost in the poorest regions and also globally, would be much better protected. If the United States persists in its war against family planning, or simply continues the current neglect and underfunding of global efforts, we are much more likely to find ourselves in more real wars instead. Continued rapid population growth has given an air of Malthusian inevitability to Africa's travails. Many people suppose that any help for Africa in the form of disease control or increased food production will simply be offset by increased mouths to feed. On countless occasions in recent years, somebody has approached me after a lecture and in a whisper asked a question they found deeply unsettling and even embarrassing. If we save all those children, won't they simply starve as adults? Won't we be creating a population explosion? These questions are reflecting deeply ingrained thinking, but also flawed reasoning. There's nothing static or inevitable about high fertility rates in Africa or any place else. These questioners are usually relieved, indeed very relieved, when I explain 3 points. First, fertility rates in Africa can be brought down quickly and voluntarily, just as in other parts of the world. Second, saving children through increased access to public health services and nutrition is actually a major stimulus to reduced fertility. Parents will choose to have fewer children in the first place if they are assured that the children will survive. Third, any sensible development policy for Africa or any other high fertility region should integrate aid for economic development, including health, agriculture, education, and infrastructure, with aid for family planning. We should view the fertility transition and the economic development takeoff as a package deal. Completing the demographic transition. Family planning, a worldwide policy-led effort since the 1950s to empower households to reduce their fertility rates through access to contraception and health services generally, is one of the great success stories of modern times. Without that effort, our global population pressures would be vastly more stark than they are today. Through ample global experience and scholarship, we know a great deal about the strategies that can succeed in shifting the world from the medium or high trajectories to the low trajectory in the interest of ending poverty and strengthening global political stability. The targets of opportunity are those regions with continuing high TFRs. Fertility rates remain high, above 4, in sub-Saharan Africa, the landlocked countries of South America, Bolivia and Paraguay, several countries of the Persian Gulf other than Iran, more on that later, and some parts of South and Southeast Asia. Even within countries such as India, where the national average TFR is now around 3, the population growth rate remains rapid, and rural fertility rates are above 4. A rapid voluntary reduction of fertility rates can be achieved through a package of efforts, some strictly within the family planning toolkit, such as free availability of contraception in the low-income countries, and some that are far more general, such as the promotion of child survival, the empowerment of women in the labor market, and the national leadership of politicians, celebrities, and the business community, all emphasizing that smaller families are a better economic investment for the parents, especially in the context of greatly improved child survival, and vastly better for the children. 9 factors have proved time and again to be important in leading to a rapid or slow decline in fertility rates. Not all are needed, but each can contribute to a rapid voluntary reduction in the fertility rate. Improving child survival. The decline in mortality rates of infants and young children is probably the single most important step in encouraging poor families to reduce fertility rates. When families have the confidence that their children will survive, they are much more likely to choose quality over quantity in their family strategy. Lower rates of under 5 mortality are associated with lower rates of total fertility. Lower under 5 mortality is also associated with a lower overall rate of population growth, suggesting that the decline in mortality is more than offset by an accompanying decline in fertility. Correlation does not prove causation, but ample experience and more sophisticated statistical testing does. By saving children's lives and reaping the benefits in lower fertility rates, societies not only save their children, but also help to stabilize their populations at the same time.